Howdy, howdy. Hi, I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosley, and we are
two moody doctors.
What to consider when pursuing tertiary or higher education beyond an undergraduate degree?
That's a great question.
There's a lot to consider.
Mm-hmm. My comp students talk with me about that a lot. My undergrads in particular, or my master's students who are about to go on to a DMA, or plan to go on to a DMA, okay. A doctoral degree. If I'm understanding the question right, correctly, you know, how do we rank, or what are the considerations for choosing the next institution,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or choosing where to apply, that kind of thing. I suspect that will vary by discipline.
Yeah.
I mean, even within the School of Music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a bit.
Within the field. I was taught, and I still teach, that I think first and foremost, for composition, I still think first and foremost, you choose the place based on the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The person with whom you want to work, or yeah. The persons with whom you want to work.
Right.
I know there are folks who say, nope, you choose the institution. For me, no, not in what we do, not in music.
Yeah.
Maybe in other disciplines, maybe other fields. I don't want to throw other fields under the bus, but maybe if you're going to do a terminal degree in business and to our business friends, I don't mean any offense.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm way wrong.
You let us know.
Yeah, let us know. You can throw me under the bus.
But in music, you're around those like main faculty members so much, and you have so much interaction. Like if you don't get along, and if it's not a good click, you know, that's just awful.
Right.
I mean, to me, it's the equivalent of saying, "Yeah, I'm going to take this job because it pays nice, but I'm going to hate every minute of it." And it's like, you'll just wake up dreading every day. Or yeah, I mean, and it obviously might not be that extreme, but. Yeah.
Well, but it is a relationship. I mean, when someone comes to study composition, piano, whatever it is, if it's someone coming to even do the undergraduate degree, they're going to be in a one-on-one relationship with me for 4 years.
Yeah.
If someone's coming to do a master's, they're going to be in a one-on-one relationship for 2 or 3 years, a doctoral degree for 3 or 4 years. But then it's not only that. Consider as well the resources available at the school, the resources available to the person with whom you want to study, the networking, you know,
right.
Who do they know? How can they perhaps help you? Will they also be a mentor? Will they continue to be a mentor after you graduate?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many other factors, but those for me show up pretty high on my list.
And I think those all outrank simply choosing a school for the name recognition, you know. Granted, there can be, those can both happen at the same time.
That's true.
But, you know, it's like if you wanted for music, let's say you end up at Juilliard, right? That's the kind of stereotypical, like, fancy music place. But you went there and you hated the program, hated the professors, you just never clicked with anybody. It's like you might not get the connections you want. You might not have the experience. You might end up in a world of debt, you know, but you have Juilliard, but what's that worth, you know? Because I feel like so much in the music world especially is more about the relationship side of things getting connected to people. That's very true. For me, it was all performance degrees. So, when I came for my master's and doctorate, it wasn't so much, hey, tell us, you know, let's go through these tests. Let's talk about these kind of subjects. It was just, we want to hear you play piano, just to make sure I could. And then they just want to talk to me, just to see, let's talk to each other, let's interact and see if we're going to butt heads or click, you know.
We have to admit that, I shouldn't speak for us. I think, you know, we as a nationwide university community or college or whatever the case may be, we have to recognize that finances must be an important mm-hmm. part of the consideration mm-hmm. Or the consideration process. It happens sometimes that a student really wants to come work here with us, with me. And fortunately, a lot of our students are fully funded. They've got phenomenal test scores. On occasion, you know, there's someone who from out of state may only be getting, you know, half tuition or something like that. Right. And they say, okay, well, I can take out loans. Okay, well, 4 years worth of loans, even if you're only paying half tuition, but it's out of state.
That's hefty.
I will tell you that I say to potential students, if you feel that there is no other option for you, okay.
Fine.
Yeah. But I'm also happy to help you find another institution.
Yeah.
Because there's always the possibility of going to that institution and then potentially working here. Maybe you can come and do a grad degree here.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So there's not just one right answer. And mm-hmm. I think that's another thing that I tell students.
Yeah.
There's not just one right answer for a grad degree.
But the finances is huge.
I mean,
for my doctorate, I literally when my professor, because I did master's and doctorate here at Alabama, both the same. When my professor was asking about doing the doctorate, I said, cool, hadn't considered that much at the time, but I was like, I can only do it if y'all pay for it, you know? Because I was like, I can't afford it. I didn't want to take out tons of loans if I could avoid it, you know? And I was a young married, you know, at the time, like we had no cash, kind of, if you will. So that was kind of my application interview was, I'm going to play, here are my scores, let's talk. I'm coming if you'll pay for it. And if not, see ya. Which, I mean, seemed harsh, but I'd rather just state it out there. And that's more than anything else, that's the thing that's helped me in terms of be secure in life outside of college, is graduating with little to no debt kind of thing, you know, which obviously I know it's not possible for everybody. And some of that's just coming from an air of privilege to begin with, but still just to be able to, I mean, there's a lot of means out there to help you financially. Mm-hmm. So that should be a major part of the choice, you know?
No, yeah.
Because you don't want to spend half the rest of your life trying to pay off student loans, because interest rates are just ridiculous. So
it's a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think it's great what you brought up about being forthright, letting people know. And I appreciate it when students who are applying, they say, I cannot do this without at least the half support.
Right, exactly.
Or with full support.
Sure.
And I actually, believe it or not, I've had twice in the last couple, no, three times in the last 2 or 3 years, 3 years, students share with me, funding would be incredible, but if accepted, I intend to come, funded or not. Mm. And they essentially were admitting that they had the means to do it, and mm-hmm. they wanted to do it. They wanted to do it here. And okay, that's a less common kind of forthright.
Sure, but still, it's just laying all your cards on the table, basically.
I guess so. Yeah.
And some programs, I know a lot of schools, like for your master's, you might not be able to land an assistantship for the first year, but more opens up the second year. I know that's how it was for me. The first year, I just came in. There's just nothing available. And then once I was here, connected to folks, got a little training on teaching and stuff, then that opened the doors for financial coverage.
And there are some schools, some institutions, which reserve graduate funding for their doctoral students mm-hmm. only.
Right.
So, you know, I guess if I'm, my summing it up would be, start with the person, you
yeah.
know, rank
yeah.
your schools. With whom do you want to study? Who will be the best for you while you're there, afterwards, and so on. But then keep in consideration, take into consideration finances. I do think the location, the place is important. If
yeah.
you're miserable in the environment, I mean, especially as musicians, as artists, I don't do very well at making art if I'm in a miserable location. I mean, I know some people probably are okay doing that, but I need to be comfortable where I am, and feel that I'm safe and accepted and well, and I'm in a healthy environment and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess it's for me just making sure that everything about it has integrity.
Yeah.
The people, the place, the possibilities, and so on. Do you think you might ever do another degree?
No.
You sure?
No. No, I'm not sure. So I mean, I love school. I love learning and pursuing things. I don't know how I could add it to my world right now without just being overly stressed. There's too many other opportunities that I want to do that I think I'd have to say no to.
That's great.
If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/two-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way. See you next time, folks.